US President Joe Biden has confirmed he'll seek to appoint the first black woman to the Supreme Court after the court's oldest judge announced his retirement. 83-year-old Stephen Breyer will step down later this year. Democrats are breathing a sigh of relief that they'll likely get their pick for his replacement, but that won't change the conservative majority on the court. Washington correspondent Barbara Miller compiled this report.
We're awaiting the arrival of President Clinton and Supreme Court nominee Stephen Breyer to address members of the press corps.
It was 1994 when President Clinton made the case for his Supreme Court nominee, Stephen Breyer.
The case for Judge Breyer's confirmation is clear and compelling. His sheer excellence, his broad understanding of the law, his deep respect for the role of the court.
Also in the Rose Garden that afternoon, Senator Joe Biden. 3 decades later, President Biden paid tribute to the Supreme Court justice after he announced his retirement.
His opinions are practical, sensible, and nuanced. I think he's a model public servant in a time of great division in this country.
Stephen Breyer is well regarded in liberal circles for the role he's played in supporting health care coverage, abortion rights and affirmative action. But the 83-year-old has faced increasing calls to step down from within the Democratic Party. Those openly calling for him to leave feared a repeat of 2020 when the liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg refused to step down and died aged 87, just a few months shy of the presidential election, allowing then-President Trump to quickly install Amy Coney Barrett, which tipped the conservative majority on the court to 6-3. That balance won't change if President Biden's pick is confirmed, but the nomination is set to make history.
I've made no decision except one. The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court. It's long overdue, in my view. And it is my intention to announce my decision before the end of February.
Stephen Breyer will serve to the end of this year's term. That means his voice will count in a number of flashpoint issues currently before the court, including a case which could erode or reverse abortion rights and which underlines the key role the court plays in American life. President Biden just needs a simple majority in the Senate to get his nomination through, and on paper he has that until at least the November midterms. With his spending agenda stalled, inflation at record levels, and a resurgent pandemic, the president, by nominating the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court, will at least be able to come good on one campaign pledge. This is Barbara Miller in Washington reporting for AM.